My train. I untuck my shirt before I get on the train. Here the costume begins. It's a 30-minute ride from Haverford to 69th Street. I make a mess of my uniform before boarding. I take my tie off so I look less private school. I'm 14. My shirt is 3 sizes too big. Mom bought it so I had room to grow. White shirt hangs like a theater curtain. I pay my $2.75 and find a seat big enough for me and my books. I study so I don't have to stay. To ride from suburb to city is to watch green turn red, trees become bricks, becomes my childhood home. I have no words for the other passengers on the train. The lie, I can fit everywhere. I study so I can stop wearing my mother's shirts. I am my blackest self when I am running. What was I before? A boy? An escape rope? An abandoned car? What am I without this costume? Naked? Skinless? Back there I got an audience, a classroom. What's here? An empty fridge? A family? I can disrobe whiteness as easy as I rock it. Make that suit work for me. I'm my blackest self when I'm my blackest self in front of white people. They love that shit so much they give me a scholarship, a fellowship, a train ticket. It's only a 30-minute ride. Vacation to safety. A home means what exactly? Each train stop, my body becomes more rigid, stiffened into the role. Corpse starched. Nigga mortis. What am I trying to be? A black man? A mascot? White folks say I'm so comfortable in my skin. Black folks say I'm quiet. The truth, I did grow into the shirt. Marvelous polyester. Bright-eyed pupil. Honeysuckle on a chain-link fence. White folk don't know it's a flower. Black folk don't need it to be.